The University Tower chimes bring another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today so that I can help her recover. It's Professor Heather Hill.
Hi. I don't know. Dan just yawned, and for some reason it made me laugh because he was over there. He made a funny face. Anyway,
it's okay.
Hi.
There's something wrong with that. How are you?
Okay. Thank you.
You said you were going to be in the basement for Halloween.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's all right.
We'll see.
It's your business.
I'll be down there doing projects. I have no idea.
Well, you definitely have to get going on whatever you're going to be planting soon or in a few months, right? Don't you have to chill some baby plants or something like that?
I'm trying to keep the... I just got an installment of tulip bulbs, and you certainly can't plant them any when it's this warm.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think we'll probably go down to Eastern Market, and you can always get very inexpensive perennials at this time of year.
Very nice. Perfect time of year to stock up.
Yeah.
Professor Stephen Manning is here, spicy as ever.
Afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love that shirt. I just think it's a cool.
Can you explain what the shirt is?
Oh, he's wearing the classic sriracha. It says Hui Fong Foods on it, but I don't know. Is that we just say it's just sriracha?
Sriracha. That's the original.
The main sriracha brand, you know, with the chicken on it.
Rooster.
Rooster, yes.
I'm going to make something tomorrow with it in it.
Oh, okay. What's that going to be?
That's why I grabbed it.
Okay.
Oh, a chicken kebab thing.
Okay. Very cool.
Hibachi style.
It's going to be spicy.
On skewers, on the egg.
Mm-hmm. The big green egg.
Oh. Yes, the skewers are not just for stabbing things, Matt.
True.
Which I know is your favorite.
No,
use
that
for
is true.
They're
that
good for
true.
Marking the garden, too. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's the voice of Professor Dave Chow, marking the garden.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. So is everything out of the garden?
No. No, I still got at least one or two more harvests of kohlrabi and radishes.
There you go. That's so nice. Winter radicchio for you?
No. Right. I'm done for right now. So I'm tired of chasing off those darn chipmunks.
Feel the rabbit.
So I guess we know that Professor Jim Tubbs knows his classical music because we just heard the Kill the Wabbit.
Everyone's introduction opera.
A great introduction to classical music was cartoons growing up.
Everyone's. Yeah.
Especially Looney Tunes, especially. Mm-hmm. So how are you doing, Jim?
Good. I can't believe this much of the semester is going
by. It's incredible. It's incredible.
I just realized I'm not doing a countdown to graduation anymore.
Let's do this mathematically. Professor Dan Maggio.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I was hoping you were to fill in the gap. Okay, Matt, 15 minus 6
it's not the middle because there's two more weeks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but we always hit it a little bit early. That's because of where fall break is.
Which is next Monday?
Which is Monday and Tuesday, Let's kick the can down the road, Professor Beth Oljar, and enjoy your extra week after New Year's this year before you even have to be in the classroom again. Should be nice.
Okay, that'll make symbolic logic and early modern fun.
Yeah, it'll be solid. It'll be totally solid. Not liquid, not a gas, not a plasma.
Well, cats
all
are
the
liquid.
Matter.
Cats they
are
take liquid. On the shape of the containers.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Absolutely. And someone who would know that would be Professor Danielle Maxwell because she lives with three cats.
And I teach Gen Chem and I do know my solids, liquids,
and
gases.
Oh,
and
you also know your states of matter. Yes, that's also true.
I got a PhD in that.
In solids, liquids,
sometimes
or gases.
Plasma.
That's right.
All of them.
At the same time.
She's multi-matter. Let's put it that way.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you'll receive a brand new edition of the Ask the Professor coffee mug and an autographed photograph of the profs. If you don't stump the panel, we'll send you the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. You'll remember we were gifted with 80 questions, 80, from our friend Frank and the family Burroughs. We had only hit 27, so we're going to have to, you know, chew away on a couple more shows here to go all over the map. Let's start with, in June 2023... why was driver Anders Wickloff fined €121,000, for the record, approximately $129,000?
Wow.
Did he, like, crash into Buckingham Palace or something?
I mean, crashing is a good, because he's described as a driver, but there was no crash.
Oh, was this done during an official race?
It was not a race. It was regular pleasure driving, if you will, travel driving.
For speeding?
Was it damages?
That'd be funny.
It was for speeding. It was for speeding in what country do you think that happened?
Anders
Wickloff is your...
Not Germany.
Finland.
Yeah, it says Finland here.
Finland, okay.
Speeding tickets are scaled based on a person's income and ability at the moment to pay.
Ooh.
Apparently that is a very rich person. So, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. Only 20 over, by the way.
Wow.
I'd be toast.
You said only 20 over.
20 mph over.
Mph or kilometers?
It says 20 miles per hour here. So,
this is Finland?
Finland.
Find the rich.
Find the rich.
Let's just make them pay taxes.
Yeah.
That too.
Then America can have nice things.
Yeah, it's true.
Rich people and corporations would
pay
taxes.
Absolutely. If you have $5,000.
I wish.
To your name only.
Oh.
What percentage of the world population are you wealthier than?
Oh.
70.
60. 70, 80%.
42.
85.
You're sort of all over the joints, but I didn't
something.
Hear anything even
37.
Close. You are richer than 50% of the world's population.
I said 42.
I said 60.
How much do you need to be richer than 90% of the population of the Earth?
Trillions.
How much do you need?
10,000.
How much do you need to be richer than 90% of the Earth per capita?
$289 million.
$120,000.
No. No, it's like $10,000, $15,000.
Yeah, it's got to be something relatively low.
It is. It's $93,000.
No,
you are richer than 90% of the world's population if you have a net worth of
$93,000. That's so depressing.
So technically, if you own your own home, you're richer than...
Yep.
Wow.
Pay very close attention. You'll be able to grab this one right out of the air. Rick Van Nutter, David Hedison twice, and the wonderful Jeffrey Wright three times have all played this very important character on film. Who is he?
Felix Leiter.
Felix Leiter, CIA operative and friend of James Bond.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Wright. I love that guy.
Remember, he was also the voice of the Watcher.
That's right.
So.
What is the highest grossing media franchise in the world, topping out at $98.9 billion?
Disney.
You will probably not believe me, but Disney is number two at $61.2 billion.
Hello Kitty,
Sony.
Pokemon.
Pokemon is what it says is the highest grossing franchise.
Yeah.
$100 billion, followed by Mickey Mouse, and then the estate of the late great A.A. Milne, Winnie the Pooh, $48 billion.
Wow.
So Pokemon is
merchandising galore.
They separated Winnie the Pooh and Disney? Okay.
Well, yeah, because there was a time when Winnie the Pooh wasn't owned by Disney.
I did not know that.
Yes. Who's the only NBA player in history to have more blocked shots, as in they blocked other people's shots, than actual scored points?
Manute Bol?
It was Manute Bol. Yeah, you hit it right on. Oh, that's great.
He was not a very accurate shooter, but boy, he could squat him out of the air.
That's right.
But yeah, when you're 12 feet tall like he was. Yeah,
I love it.
Everybody has their talent.
That's right, exactly. Some swatting, some shooting. When Lord Byron attended Cambridge, he was forbidden to have a dog, but he brought a different pet with him instead. What was that pet?
A parrot.
A cat?
Cat.
An owl.
So we're using the
a snake.
A weasel.
The word pet very broadly.
A whistle pig.
He brought an extremely wild animal, non-extinct.
A servant.
Now extinct?
Not extinct.
Oh,
not extinct.
A tiger is getting closer to what it actually was.
A bear.
It was a bear. It was
a lion, tiger, figure, bear.
How big are we talking?
I'm sure. I don't know.
Did he win the fattest bear contest?
Yeah.
Like 32 chunk. That was so funny.
The way they just sway.
And then they noticed that most of the student body was missing.
If you haven't seen the movie Cocaine Bear,
it's
actually is pretty funny.
I've heard
it's so bad. It's so funny. A movie I've finally seen.
I haven't seen it, but
gosh.
It's really funny.
There's some like gross scenes, so just be able to like quickly look away.
I wouldn't be surprised, yes.
What is the best-selling Irish solo musical act of all time?
U2.
Solo act.
Oh,
Sinead O'Connor?
Sinead O'Connor.
It's not Sinead O'Connor. It's the next one you were thinking of from the 80s and 90s.
The next one.
Not Sarah.
Not Sarah McLachlan.
No, Sarah Brightman.
Not Sarah Brightman.
No.
Initials?
One name.
Anya.
Enya, yes.
Enya. Oh, yeah. Enya, oh yeah.
Dan. You hear a lot on the radio these days.
Dan. Didn't her husband just pass away recently or something like that?
Does that even really count as music?
We're learning in piano class an Irish song called Cockles and Muscles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh, Molly Malone. I know that song. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Very nice. Yes.
Which three NFL teams just spell out their team name for their logo?
Oh, Giants.
Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Jets.
Mm-hmm. Jets.
Yeah, Jets.
Eagles.
Not Eagles. Patriots. Eagle is just an Eagle.
49ers?
Nope.
Does that count?
No, that's SF.
Oh.
What three NFL teams just spell out their team name for their logo? The Jets, the Steelers, and
the
Vegas
Raiders.
Raiders. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, they have other logos, but that's like what's on the side of their helmet. Very interesting. And what year did the World Trade Organization replace General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade?
91.
You know, it says 95, but I'm giving it to you because you pulled that right off the top of your head. But what significance does that have for the 90s?
Well, it was a big deal because China was allowed to enter, and I thought that was in the early 90s. Early mid-90s.
Some fairly serious protests in
Pretty
Seattle.
Pretty big deal.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember. Yes, yep. Huge.
Yeah, really bad.
Huge.
I'm reminded, of course, of this last week because this is the new kind of, I don't even call it gonzo journalism, but some Trump staffer just had his gigantic flip phone, you know, out. And as the text is going by, someone was videoing it. And then they just zoomed in and saw later that we got schooled on some trade agreement by Argentina. China swooped in and actually ate up all our money.
We had just given 20 or pledged $20 billion to them to try to solve their economic crisis. At the same time, they got rid of a tariff on soybeans.
That's
so they're now selling the Chinese all the soybeans that we used to sell to the Chinese.
But it's hilarious because it's being videoed live as the staffer is texting with the State Department about all these things that are going on. I'm like, a little tight administration.
And the American sale of soybeans to China, like last year, it was like $32.6 billion dollars,
yes.
And this year it's zero.
Farmers are going absolutely.
And this is something that happened before in the first Trump administration for the same reason.
Yeah.
Has anybody watched some of the cabinet meetings where all of the members of the cabinet, all they're about is
the subservience?
Oh, yes. I am so pleased to be serving with the greatest American president ever.
With the greatest president.
Kiss the pinky ring all
day long. Wonderful standing beside this great man.
Like the tech billionaires all visited and they're like, thank you for allowing us
to
be in your presence.
He said that to Xi. You know, or the North Korean guy.
Kim Jong.
Your people really snap to attention. I wish mine would do that. And I'm like,
they kind of do.
Well, I almost felt sorry for him when he got absolutely no response at all from the 800 generals and admirals.
Oh, my.
I don't feel sorry.
I have a really good cartoon that says they are calling Hegseth and Trump fat men and little boy because of how much they bond.
They were told beforehand not to respond.
Oh, they don't ever. They don't respond politically.
They regret nothing.
But there was one picture that was great with one of the generals' head slap, you know, just doing this.
Professors, who was the first person to be credited as getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Credited.
Chaplin?
Clark Gable.
No, it's
Valentino?
It's essentially a modern, older modern star. It's not like someone who just turned 12 last week or anything.
Older,
but
older,
so
like
that's
Redford
the best I can
Newman,
do.
Or?
We're in the Redford Newman zone. She was the first star to be photographed with her star. There were other stars installed, but as a grouping, and no individual ceremonies were set to commemorate those events.
Oh.
So she is technically number one.
Like a Joanne Woodward?
It's Joanne Woodward.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just like
Paul
out of nowhere.
Newman, actually,
you know,
like,
I went off of, you know, Susan Mansell's female.
Yeah.
And
that's
so.
I wonder what would happen if I asked individuals this question, because I know we can get it, but who is the Bishop of Rome?
The Pope.
Yeah, Leo XIV is the Bishop of Rome. It's one of his nicknames. What degree did actor Jerry Mathers, a.k.a. Theodore Cleaver, graduate with from the University of Cal Berkeley in 1973?
Philosophy.
It was a philosophy degree, absolutely, a B.A.
Steve Martin has a philosophy degree.
That's right.
Oh, who was it? Was it Siskel? Ebert also had one, too?
Siskel. Okay. Gene Siskel.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
See what you can do with a philosophy degree?
Seriously,
just saying.
You know?
King Tut.
You can be the Beeve.
That's right. You can dance like King Tut.
You could be non-jittery.
Nobody's laughing at my joke.
I don't understand your joke, but I would laugh otherwise.
Okay, look up.
I get it.
Steve Martin, King Tut, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Truly one of the funniest things you will ever see.
We've had this before, but I just love it because he's a cool guy. What contract stipulation does actor Danny Trejo have in any role where he is an obvious villain?
He has to lose?
He has to wear a mustache?
He has to lose. He has to...
die?
Get killed?
Die at the end of that movie so that children understand crime is not acceptable. That's for real.
Great actor.
He's a great actor. He's a great actor. Heather thinks that's funny.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah. There are worse things you can put in your contract.
Crime is bad, kids. You'll die.
Crime does not pay.
That was going to be a table of tacos before he goes on set.
Oh, my gosh. That would
I like my mustache thing better.
Mm-hmm. What strange... Oh, Danielle, we're about to school you in the ways of Generation X. What strange circumstance affected over 700 Denny's restaurants at Christmas Day, 1988?
Food
what
poisoning.
A classic.
I don't know.
No, that's a good guess.
Yeah, I was going to say botulism. Or...
Nope. It had nothing to do with food.
They ran out of eggs.
They did not run out of
eggs. Did the electricity go out?
Nope.
Free meals for everyone.
Nope. Mm-mm. Christmas Day, 1988.
Y'all are not schooling me. Just saying.
This is really good. I will put it... sort
is
of in the
food
bucket
related?
As Y2K.
Why would they even be open?
Their computers crashed.
It's Christmas Day.
Denny's is always
okay.
Open.
You're getting closer to what it was.
What?
Dan says, why would they even be open?
They closed.
So corporate said, for the first time ever, Denny's is going to close on Christmas Day. However, none of the 700 locations had locks on the doors because they were open 24/7. They had to install the locks to get them to close.
Oh, that's weird.
Ooh. I think that's funny.
Hilarious. Matt? That's almost as good as the Chinese restaurant scene at the end of Christmas Story.
Yeah. That was my second guess is they serve Chinese food.
Oh, well. Okay.
Matt, don't laugh. The 7-Eleven on 12 Mile. I've been there at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No lock on the door.
No lock. He had to chain the door to go home. He literally pulled out a lock chain. And chain and locked
that's
the door.
That's incredible.
And I said, I got to go home.
Oh, by yes. The staff?
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
This is just the best. This is the best thing I could do about Y2K. I know you have some idea of what would happen with Y2K, but we did not talk about Y2K until New Year's Day, 1 year before it happened. That's the day it occurred to everybody. We might have a problem, but let's get
the,
working
the
on this.
Calendars on phones would
like
not
update. Computers were in 99. They wouldn't go to 2000. Is that what it was?
Or it would think it's 1900 and things would be back calculated incorrectly because, you know, Skynet and all that sort of stuff.
Sure, Skynet, whatever that is.
What percentage of the world population has never taken a commercial flight?
Sorry, what?
What percentage of the world population has never taken a commercial flight?
75. 93%.
60.
83.
80.
I put it all in a blender, it's 80. Yeah.
Oh,
put
wow.
It all in a blender, yeah. It's 80.
Well, they're not missing anything, so.
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. That's
right. Ever since they got rid of smoking, what's the point?
I know, right?
But 40 years down the road, they still announce this is a no-smoking flight. Yeah, it's been 40 years.
We flew to England in 90?
But people
yeah.
Still try to do it
we
in
could
the
still
bathroom.
Smoke.
And, it's and it's against the law to unhook the smoke detector in the
yes.
Bathroom.
How many seasons was the late, great Gordie Howe, captain of the Detroit Red Wings?
Was it that long?
13.
No. He wasn't a captain.
Five.
He did not want to be captain. 2, 3?
It says 4.
Okay.
I heard 3. I heard 5. I mean, we're there.
He did not want
only
to be captain.
Only 58 to 62.
Mm-hmm. Only.
And we need to know this because it's important hockey knowledge. We are Hockey Town, after all. There's really only one thing that the captain has to do. Do you know what it is?
Wear the C on his jersey.
Well, okay, there's two things
the
captain's got to do.
Argue with the ref?
You've got to talk to the ref yeah. All the time. And he hated it. He hated mm-hmm. Talking to the refs.
And by the way, the Red Wings are also having the exhibit down at the Historical Museum.
Oh, very
you should
nice.
See some of the stuff they're getting.
He gets the explanations for the penalties.
When's the bridge opening?
Exactly. The bridge is opening very soon.
Yeah.
November.
November?
Yeah. November. All construction is done on the Gordie Howe Bridge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to walk across there.
For their performance at Woodstock, Who was the highest paid individual performer? Who was the highest paid band performer?
I don't know. Was Jimi Hendrix
there? I think it was Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix was the highest paid individual, just to give you a scale factor. $18,000 he earned. No, it wasn't Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but it was three things in a band name.
Three Dog Night?
Three Dog Night. Is it an American band? Or?
It's an American band.
Peter, mm-hmm. Paul, and Mary?
Keep them coming.
Jefferson Airplane?
When you put a lot into a really long project, you say you put a lot, you put these three
blood,
things.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears. For the record, a band with multiple members got $15,000.
Hendrix also insisted he was the last act.
That's right.
And the last night, it rained and poured, and there were technical problems. He was supposed to go on like at 8. He didn't go on until about 9 the next morning.
Oh, my
God. The last day. And by that time, the whole farm was flooded. And muddy and
disgusting.
And they had cables, electrical cables going through mud puddles.
Where were you? Where did you stay that night then?
You were there?
Yes. He was at Woodstock, I'm sure.
In the field.
Wow.
He was outstanding in his field.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't recall.
He was going down to Yasker's farm to join in a rock and roll fair.
Just there for apple cider, that's all. Highs. I mean,
Professor, what U.S. city is headquarters for Uber?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Good job. That is correct. What fast food chain was founded by oh my gosh, what name is this? Sherb Noble, 2nd of June, 1940, in Joliet, Illinois.
Checkers.
It's not Checkers.
In-N-Out?
Dairy Queen.
It's Dairy Queen. Yeah. Dairy Queen. We think about it a lot more.
Did they teach you about the founder?
Did you ever meet Sherb Noble?
How do you spell Sherb?
S-H-E-R-B.
I've made as in like thousands sherbert? Of blizzards and sherbert? I've never eaten one.
You didn't learn this at the orientation session? For
did you have to turn them all upside down before you served them? They do that now. Prove how thick it is, they always turn it upside down.
If it falls out, you get a free one.
Brazier burgers.
You get to take the other one home, too.
Bonus points.
It's on the ground. I mean, you can totally take it.
Oh, it's on the ground.
It falls out of
Dairy Queen is all about burgers now, but they used to be
you
more about ice cream.
You can see them putting the soft serve in. It's not a mystery. It's
when
not
you drive
done
up
behind
to the window.
It's all a gimmick.
Dan Maggio.
Dan Maggio.
What is the professional baseball team based out of Traverse City, Michigan, playing in the Northwoods
Cherry
League?
The Cherry Spitters.
They're the Pit Spitters.
Pit Spitters.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Sorry, Pit Spitters.
I think I just sit on you.
I have a screwdriver, you know.
Hey.
That's why I kept this.
All right, YouTube. We got to stop this car.
This is kind of fun, and I feel like we've had it before, but it still will get you going at least a little bit. There are 6 currently active of the 4 major sports teams that share the exact same name or mascot, but play different sports. FYI,
we've done this.
The Oilers do not count, as the Houston Oilers became the Tennessee Titans. So do not do that one. But there are 6 other pairs across the leagues.
These are pros.
Rangers. They're all pros. So Rangers of...
New York Rangers and
Texas.
Texas Rangers. Okay, so that's 2 different Rangers.
So hockey, baseball there.
Yep.
They're Cardinals.
Cardinals,
yes.
St. Louis Cardinals, Phoenix Cardinals.
Jets?
The Jets, absolutely. The Winnipeg Jets and the New York Jets.
It's probably a California team for football, right?
There's one more. Rams? No.
Raiders?
Red Sox?
No.
Nope.
Panthers.
Panthers. Florida Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers, yep. We're almost there. 2 more to go.
The Bears?
There's an obvious one and a non-obvious one, not Bears.
Well, if we can't figure it out, it's obviously not obvious.
It's obviously not obvious.
Yeah.
Bears, Lions, Tigers.
How about if I say New York, NFL, San Francisco, baseball.
Giants.
The Giants?
Didn't I say Giants?
Well, you said Giants.
I'm very sorry if you did. A lot of people are talking at the same time. How about L.A. for hockey?
Kings.
And Sacramento for Kings. NBA. Yes, the Kings. Oh, that's a kind of a cool question.
Wow.
Good question.
Do not count the Houston Oilers.
Come on, Earl Campbell funny. Back in the day.
Edmonton Oilers are still out there, right?
Yes, they are in Canada.
What percentage by area of Canada is lakes?
Oh, what percentage is lakes?
A big percentage.
I would say
40.3%.
No, we can't. No.
It's actually more in Dan's direction. It's quite small.
Yeah, because there's a lot of landmass.
8%.
It says 8% is what it says. Yeah, you had the right order of magnitude.
You're hot because of your shirt.
Yes, very spicy.
Are they counting Lake Superior as U.S. then, or do they split Lake Superior? No. Interested.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's an excellent question.
It's a timeshare.
When does Canada own it?
Pretty soon there'll be a tariff on it.
Oh, yes, there will be. Of course there will be.
It'll be the 51st lake.
Who is the twin brother to the Greek goddess Artemis?
No.
Do you remember what Artemis
Mercury?
Is the goddess
Mercury?
Of?
Hermes?
Hercules.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Mm-mm. Artemis and...
Artemis, hint, hint, is the goddess of the moon.
Or the hunt as
or
well.
Or the hunt.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking Romulus.
Apollo.
Apollo, yeah. Apollo it is. Yes, the sun god. Exactly. What organic compound was once known as the spirit of Saturn? I've never heard this before, and it's essentially the most common organic compound we have in the building.
Asbestos?
No.
We have a lot of acetone. We had a lot
acetone
of...
Acetone is the answer. Yes,
yes,
that's exactly...
Okay, good.
What was it again?
Nail polish remover. Acetone. Mm-hmm. Huh. Let's see.
Which could sting your fingers like crap.
It can.
Yes, it's a solvent for just about everything.
We have it in pretty much every lab. Yeah.
Who said, quote, "People speak sometimes about the bestial cruelty of man, but that is terribly unjust and offensive to beasts. No animal wow. could ever be so cruel as a man." So artfully, artistically cruel.
Well, that's
Jane
true.
Goodall.
Very, very famous Russian author said this.
Oh, Tolstoy? Dostoevsky.
It was Dostoevsky, yeah.
What book was that?
Which, it didn't say what book it's from, but I would guess
Crime
that it's
and
from,
Punishment, yeah. Brothers yeah. Karamazov. Those are the big
yep.
okay.
possibilities.
War, say... what is it good for?
There you go.
Absolutely nice. Nothing.
Say it again.
We had it before how... one of the greatest actors of all time, oh my gosh, Orson Welles. His last movie of all time was the animated Transformers movie from 1986. What was Elizabeth Taylor's last movie? And it makes being in Transformers look even better. That's all I have to say. 1994, Elizabeth Taylor.
Was she a voiceover actress?
She was not. She was live.
I don't know, but Taylor Swift released a song called Elizabeth Taylor today. I'm just plugging
it's,
that.
It's
not the mirror cracked.
No. She was the mom to Wilma, the Flintstones.
The Flintstones movie in 1994. It's
what
just,
a come down.
It's just sad when it works out that way. We're really sorry, Liz.
I mean, at least in the mirror cracked, she's married to Rock Hudson, so you know.
Well, wasn't Joan Crawford's one of the last movies, the one where she was under the bridge with the troll?
I don't or the remember
wow,
that.
Wow, I don't remember
it
this.
It sounds fitting, however.
And Betty Davis was in Witch Mountain.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I mean, yep. really, yeah. this is like the Love Boat of movies when you're retired.
I remember Witch Mountain.
Absolutely.
I remember watching Love Boat every week.
Yeah, Joan Crawford was, I think she was a scientist or a
Do
doctor.
Do you know that if you take a cruise on Princess Cruise Lines, one of your options on the cabin television is old reruns of the Love Boat?
Gopher.
Even the late, great Gordie Howe finished his career playing for Hartford, if you remember. So
no, he had that one cameo game for the Vipers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hartford was the Whalers, weren't
they?
The
Whalers,
yes. That's right. I'm so sorry, profs. We're out of time, and the time has come to say goodbye, Danielle.
Adios.
Beth.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Hey, today's Kathy's birthday.
It is.
Jim.
Oh, we miss it you, B-Dog.
Dave.
See ya.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.
Thank you.